Let us open with hymn number 192.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He is risen. Hallelujah. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Hallelujah. Remember how he spake unto you? Hallelujah. The Son of Man must be crucified, and the third day rise again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, who didst deliver thy Son for our offenses, and didst raise him again for our justification, we beseech thee, grant us thy Holy Spirit, that he may rule and govern us according to thy will. Graciously keep us in the true faith, defend us from all sins, and after this life, raise us unto eternal life through the same thy beloved Son, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one true God, world without end. The Old Testament lesson for this Easter day is found in the 25th chapter of Isaiah, the 1st through the 8th verse. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city a heap and heap, of a defensed city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. Here ends the Old Testament lesson. The epistle is found in the 5th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 6th through the 8th verse. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Here ends the epistle. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Let us keep the feast with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Hallelujah. Found in the 16th chapter of Mark, the 1st through the 8th verse. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he said unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Here ends the gospel. We now confess the Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us sing hymn number 198.
Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you in God our Father and in our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is found in the 33rd chapter of Isaiah, the 13th through the 24th verse. Hear, ye that are far off, what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hand from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the fortifications of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Thine heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counteth the towers? Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue thou canst not understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. Thy tacklings are loosed. They could not well strengthen their mast. They could not well spread the sail. But then is the prey of a great spoil divided. The lame take the prey. And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Here ends our text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, let these thy words dwell within our heart as we contemplate the glorious resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Jesus, our risen Lord, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The glory of the Lord has risen upon the world, and death has lost its sting. What then shall we fear? If Christ Jesus is risen and he is our Lord, what foe can possibly harm us? He has risen, and so too shall we. All fear and sadness is banished, for Christ our Lord is with us forever, even until the end of the world. But is every fear abolished? There are many things called fear: the fear of death, the terror of conscience, the dread of hurt or death which our enemies can bring upon us, fear of loss or abandonment, fear of the devil. But there is also a holy and righteous fear. As Psalm 111 declares, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Hebrews 10:31 declares that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Fear is the response of the heart to any threat to life or limb. The presence of the Lord in his might creates fear in the hearts of men, because God has all power of life and death. His glory, if he did not hide it, would consume sinful mankind. Not even Moses could look upon the face of the Lord and live. And when the prophet Elijah was taken up to the court of God in heaven, he trembled with fear, because he knew that no sinner could look upon God and live. Fear of the Lord is not only natural, it is also right. What sinner can stand before the Lord without fear? Truly, none can. But since the Lord hides his glory, countless millions, choose to shun the Lord and shun that fear, to deny the Lord his glory and his power. And they live their lives as if there were no God at all. David remarks in Psalm 36, "The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes." But there is a true and holy fear of the Lord that is not terror. It is not dread. It is a glorious thing. For the proper fear of the Lord only takes place in the heart of the man who also trusts in him to be his God, to provide every good thing, to be his Savior. This fear is the highest honor, the greatest respect for the righteousness, glory, might, and mercy which God reveals unto us. Therefore, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, for he is your help and your shield. And oh, how he has revealed his glory unto us, not in unshielded majesty, which we could not bear, but in the body of Jesus Christ who was crucified. This same Jesus who lived with men, knew their grief and carried their sorrows, this same Jesus is now glorified above all creation. The same Jesus who so loved us, it is he and he alone who is our Lord and King. What a glorious thing that the Almighty and gracious God on high has become our salvation. And therefore he declares in prophecy, "Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might." What the Lord has done in Christ is a tiding that must spread to earth's remotest realm. Let all men rejoice to hear that Christ Jesus is risen. But all do not so rejoice. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. They say, "Who among us can survive the devouring fire and the everlasting burning?" Yes, the sinners, those who are identified not by their trust in the Lord, nor belief in his Son, but by persistent adherence to their own wickedness, they also fear the Lord. And yet theirs is not a holy fear. They do not trust in him. Theirs is the fear of the prey in the jaws of a lion. Satan himself trembled at the resurrection of Christ. For that was the day upon which God announced to all the world, no less to the powers of darkness, that Christ Jesus has conquered all the works of the devil. And yes, he even went to the spirits in prison who await their final judgment and eternal damnation, and declared that he is Lord even over death. And thereby he showed unto us also that even in the depths of hell, Jesus' power reigns supreme. And if he has so conquered even the realm of eternal death, then he can preserve us also from such an end. But what of those who show no fear of the Lord? Even Satan still works tirelessly to steal and to hide the gospel of Christ from as many men as possible, so that the word of this forgiveness does not go out, so that all men do not hear it. He drives them to greater sin, and therefore damnation. And so also men deny the Lord that bought them today, laughing in his face, living as if God does not see and will not judge them. And yet, this is only because the time of the final accounting has not yet come. And truly, no longer can any man honestly believe that he shall escape. For Christ Jesus has risen, and he rules all the world. Now hidden, but then visibly, with all his might and power. And therefore the knowledge of his resurrection is a terror to them. It is a declaration of judgment, of the devouring fire and everlasting burning, that is the end of all who so remain in unrighteousness. Who then, as the prophet asks, shall not fear death? Only he who is holy and righteous, who speaks uprightly, who despises those who gain from the oppression of others, who turns away bribes, who stops his ears and shuts his eyes from delighting in blood and violence and every form of evil. Such have no reason to fear the Lord, but where can such men be found in all the world? Where are men with such pure hearts, and how did they acquire them? Did God not look down upon the children of men and declare, "There is none righteous that understandeth and seeketh after God"? And yet, there must be such men, for this passage is not just some empty hope. It is a sure promise. God has set up his holy city of Zion, a city of righteousness and peace, and he assures us that her streets are not empty. In Zion, such righteous people can be found, for it is in Zion that God creates such people. He takes them from the world, and he gives them a heart which hates evil and desires goodness and righteousness. This is his holy Christian church, the true Jerusalem that endures forever. God has taken away from them their stony hearts, which could do nothing good, and he has given them a heart of flesh. He has planted his own spirit within them, so that they no longer love evil, but hate it. They no longer delight in wickedness, but oppose it and fight to overcome it. How can any man have such a heart? Can he fervently seek the Lord to acquire it? Can he ascend up and knock on heaven's doors to bring Christ up, to bring Christ down? Can he delve into the depths of the ocean to bring Christ's blessings up from the deep? No man can do this. And no man needs to do this, for God himself has come to men in his Son Jesus Christ. He has given them what they could not acquire for themselves with any amount of effort. For all the people who dwell there in Zion shall be forgiven all their iniquity. In Zion he has placed his mercy and truth, which is his word of reconciliation, the declaration of peace with God by the death and resurrection of Christ. Here then is the first fear which Christ removes, fear of the wrath of God. If God has declared that our sins, which are many, are forgiven in his Son, and if Christ has risen from the dead to hold the Father to that promise forever, if Christ indeed has already taken that wrath upon himself and has ended it with the grave, then gone is the fear of God's wrath, for Christ Jesus has taken it away. Now he is a gracious Lord who gathers us together into Zion, who sets us up on the high places where no evil can touch us and steal us away from him. He protects us in his church as in a mighty fortress of stone, and there he feeds us. The bread which he gives us and the waters are sure. That means that they will never be cut off. Gone then is the fear that God will no longer be gracious unto us. Gone is the dread that in some way our sin may be too great for him to forgive. His heavenly food is his word of grace, which constantly assures us that he will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities and cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Christ Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." He spoke these words to a people that did not believe on him. He told them, "Come to me, believe on me, and I will always be your bread of life. You shall never hunger, never thirst." And with those words, Jesus declared his own resurrection. For if he would be our bread of life forever, if his word would abide with us throughout our life, until the end of the world, then Jesus must be risen. Where then is Jesus now? He is not a far-off Lord. He is ever in his Zion, his church. Thine eyes shall see the King in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Jesus is where his Christians are. He does not leave us to fend for ourselves. We hear his voice whenever his word is preached. We taste and see that he is good when we receive his very body and blood in his supper. He himself declares, "I forgive you," every time we hear the word of absolution from the pastor. We see his beauty, his mercy and truth. And in addition, he continues to richly and daily provide for all our bodily needs. And therefore Zion is called a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. For there is none who can invade Zion, to tear her down and to destroy her, for the Lord himself is with her. He is her champion and her king. And so there is no more need anymore to number the towers in preparation for war. There is no government of men to collect taxes and to enforce laws. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king, and he will save us. All these things which men fear, foreign enemies, war, oppression, even their own government, these too have no place in Zion. But just as Christ hides his glory within Zion, his church, so also our glory and peace is hidden from the eyes of men so long as we are in the world. Without, we are a contradiction. We are persecuted and killed all the day long, and yet we rejoice as if there is not a single foe nor enemy who can harm us. We are yet glad in the face of death, and we shout for joy even as our enemies are at the gates. Indeed, to the world we are as a crippled ship, whose sails cannot be unfurled, whose mast is too weak to bear their weight, ready and waiting to be spoiled by their enemies. So too did it appear when our Lord Jesus was in the tomb, when Satan and hell surely rejoiced. But short was their triumph when the Savior arose. And so too the triumph of our enemies in this world will be short. For Christ Jesus is with us still, and he shall not allow his church to falter and fall. He shall come mightily, and we the prey will then become the spoilers. That is, we will take the victory out of the hand of our enemies, even as their jaws prepare to shut around us. How can we not? Christ our Lord is with us, and he rules over us, and he blesses us with his mercy. May God grant unto you this glorious Easter day the peace of the risen Christ. Let us rejoice together in praise of him who died and has conquered death itself. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Lord, accept the gifts which we offer unto thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and make them fruitful in performing the work of thy kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed art thou, O God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to thine abundant mercy hast begotten us again unto a new and living hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Thou hast brought life and immortality to light by the glad tidings that Christ is risen, that death has no power over him. Thou hast sent unto all who are dwelling in the shadow of death the joyful hope of an inheritance incorruptible and full of glory. O God, we praise thee that through him thou hast taken away for us the sting from death and victory from the grave. Fill our hearts with the joy of the resurrection. Grant unto thy church and people everywhere the power of an endless life, that they may show forth thy praises. Bestow thy grace upon our homes and bless them with Easter's consolation and hope. Send forth the conquering banner of Christ's victory into all the world, that nations may join the hosts of heaven in songs of triumph. Guard us, O Lord, by thy power, that we may be kept in this holy faith. Wipe away all tears from our eyes. In every adversity and trial, preserve us so that we fail not in receiving the blessings of Christ's ransom and the fruits of his resurrection. In the promise of Easter, take from us all fear of death. Renew us by the Spirit of him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Hold fast before our eyes the promise that in Christ our lowly bodies shall be fashioned like unto his glorious body, and that as we have borne the image of the earthly, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly. And then when thou callest us to thy heavenly rest, may we sleep peacefully in Jesus, awaiting the sound of the trumpet, when the dead shall be raised incorruptible. In the name of our risen and ever-living Lord. Amen. We sing hymn number 199. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Thanks unto the name of the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise thee for the glorious resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us, and hath taken away the sins of the world, who by his death hath destroyed death, and by his rising to life again hath restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee, and saying, against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. We sing the Nunc Dimittis. Us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We sing hymn 189. Thank you. Lord be with you. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.